What you're hearing right now is a recent collaboration between the Black Market Brass and singer Obi Original. This morning, I'm joined by Obi Original, as well as two members of the Black Market Brass, David Tullis, the percussionist, and bassist Charlie Bruber. And the reason they've come by for a visit is because they're playing a concert on December 5th. That's happening at 8 o'clock at the Cedar Cultural Center. You can find more information at thecedar.org. I thought we'd get a little bit of background on the band and their collaboration, and so I'm really happy to have them with me in the studio today.
I'm David. I'm the conga player.
I'm Charlie, and I'm the bass player.
And I'm Obi Original, and I'm the featured singer.
I want to get a little bit of background about the Black Market Brass, first of all. Either one of you who wants to tell me about it, tell me about how the band formed. And I read the descriptive term Afro-Psych. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Sure. So the band started on Craigslist, actually. There was two original founders. They each formed little trios. And then they posted ads and found each other on Craigslist and kind of combined forces. So it went from a trio to six. And then I joined because they put an ad out for a keyboard player. And I wrote in saying, hey, I don't play keyboard, but I play percussion, congas, everything else. I'm sure we can work this out. And then we, you know, add more and more members. At one point, we had five horn players. We used to have dancers come up on stage with us. There was like a show where we had 19 people. That got a little out of hand, so I think now we're at like 8 and 9 with Obi, and that's still plenty big to get a really big sound.
Where do you draw your inspiration from? I'm assuming from Afrobeat, but tell me about what streams kind of flow into the music that you make.
Sure. I mean, originally it was Fela Kuti. Like the Mitch and I and Hans really kind of loved that sound. And then there's a bunch of kind of 70s West African Afro-Psych, like you were saying, like the Funkies and Marijada and Orchestra Polyritmo. And that's sort of more the universe. I mean, Obi's in the Fela land too, but I think we really get along with the Afro-Psych element. And then there's more like American style Afrobeat, like Antibalas, Budos Band. And then we've incorporated a lot of more like American styles more recently, especially jazz, funk, soul.
Like sometimes this, German, like the Krautrock,
yeah.
And
it's a little bit of punk rock.
Yep.
A little bit of noise music. So we've leaned more into the individual members' kind of peculiarities, but really with the foundation of the drums upwards, like in the Afrobeat style.
So, Obi, I want to turn to you. Can you describe for someone who's not familiar with you what you do with music in the Twin Cities? Because I know you have a lot of different projects and collaborations.
Yeah. So I'm one of the co-founders of Ozone Creations. We're an Afrocentric collective based in Minneapolis that really focus on anything that's Afro-based music that goes with jazz, hip-hop, Afrobeat music. But for me, solo-wise, I've been doing my stuff with my band, the Black Atlantics, for the past couple of years. I've toured with Alicia Keys and Libyanka. But it's a known truth that Black Market Brass is actually one of my favorite bands. So I'm really excited to collaborate with them and, you know, finally give a lead vocal in what they've been doing so well for how many years. So,
where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Nigeria.
Can you talk about the music that inspires you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the music that inspires me is what I grew up with. I grew up with a lot of high life music. That means Osadebe, that means Oliver de Kok, and also Fela Kuti in the Afrobeat sense. But I know that now that we come to a time in our generation where it's important to, you know, let people know the center of where music comes from and really having the duty and responsibility to make sure that we uphold it sonically. That's my main prerogative. So going into working with Black Market Brass, they've been making some of the greatest instrumentals in the past decade beyond Minneapolis.
I want to ask you to talk about the recent singles that you've made and have released this month, as I understand it. One side is If I Do My Own, and the other one is called I Know B, in parentheses, Colonizer. Tell me about If I Do My Own.
If I do my own, you go to your own, we go to our own.
Yeah, if I do my own is a track that kind of hones back to a time of when funk was reigning in the airwaves of, you know, people and the feelings of people. If I Do My Own is a calling when it comes to having responsibility. If I hold my responsibility, then it's expected that in a relationship somebody else does the same. This comes in the aspect of community, and when it comes to the funk and the feeling that were given to the people.
Can you tell me about the flip side, I Know B?
Yeah, I Know B Colonizer. It's certainly, sonically, when it comes to me vocally, a blues track, you know, that comes and talks about our current day in society of how we have to work for what we have to get paid for, and how, you know, a lot of the aspect of what we need to do is around monetary gain. But when we come and talk about the sonics of the track, gives you that psychedelic feel that Black Market Brass is known for, and also that Igbo traditional feel that I give vocally.
Let's turn to the event on the 5th of December. You're playing at the Cedar, and I understand also playing that night are you've got a DJ arranged and a Purple Funk Metropolis. Can you talk about what the program's going to entail?
Yeah, so DJ is going to be Mitch, our guitar player, DJ Goldilocks. Cameron might help out too, but Mitch probably has 20,000 records, and they're all bangers, so he's definitely worth coming out to see. Purple Funk Metropolis is an old friend of ours. We've played several shows with them. Fellow big band. They're much more like funk soul tradition than kind of Afrocentric, but we're going to form a super band with them towards the end of the show, take advantage of all the people and get everybody on stage. So huge horn section, huge percussion section. Should be a lot of fun.
Is there anything else that you guys want to say in front of this concert coming up on December 5th?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be at the Cedar Cultural Center. It's a space that's known for bringing some of the best music, regardless of genre or culture, into the city. So absolutely, we're super excited to come and give people the vibe that's not wanted but needed at this time when it comes to music. Music is beyond listening. It is feeling, and we want the people to feel with us.
And the Cedar's been representing Afrobeat for a while. I've gone and seen Tony Allen there. We saw Ivo Taylor. So like Baja, where I met my drum teacher. So there's, like, they've been a big part of our sound and our development, being able to go see these people. We opened for a couple of them.
Remember when we opened for King Sunny Ade?
King Sunny, yes.
Yeah.
And Family.
Yep. Yep.
So, like, you know, bucket list things that they're able to help us do. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for being in the studio with me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I spoke with David Tullis, the percussionist with Black Market Brass, as well as the band's bassist, Charlie Gruber, and singer Obi Original. Obi Original and the Black Market Brass will be at the Cedar Cultural Center Friday, December 5th at 8 p.m. You can find more information at thecedar.org. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.